You're listening to DraftKings Network.
I owe $50 and an apology to the family of Abdullah the Butcher. He's still with us. And might I suggest that's a bit of an upset.
Major upset. I got to be honest with you. Yes.
But Abby, I'm very sorry. I guess. Well, because he had once in Atlanta a combination barbecue Chinese food place, Abby's House of Ribs. Mm-hmm. And that went under, and I think I conflated the business dying as opposed to just the person dying.
You had the butcher going under,
yeah,
6 feet under?
I believe he lost like a big-time lawsuit surrounding hepatitis C, but I'm not going to venture into those waters because my Abdullah the Butcher facts have very clearly been wrong this show, so I'm going to back off.
So did you lay the $50 down yet?
I gotta go to the ATM because that's strictly a cash deal. Our fine bucket does not take Venmo. So
do you guys allow the ATM to choose your dollars? Like they'll choose 50s every time. Like if you get $200 out, they're going to give you 4 50s, which is problematic. I'd rather have 10 20s, I think.
I like the option. I certainly love having the option.
I like choosing. Yes, I like choosing.
I haven't been to an ATM in possibly 8 years.
My kids laugh at me that I carry around money still. Is that a thing that, you know, is that an old person thing?
Yes. Like every time I find a few bucks laying around, I immediately save it. I'm like, oh my God, this is so valuable for the next time I need to tip the sky cab.
I had a good, at the start of the pandemic, I had a good 18 month run where I was not using ATMs at all. I was pretty much cashless. And Apple Pay is so easy, but you start paying contractors when you move into a new house and you realize cash is still very much king.
You want a fun game and you teach your kids how to save some money as well. Every time you get a $5 bill, put it away. That's what I've been doing. So you start searching for $5 bills. You actually want them. So no one can use $5 bills in my house. Anytime someone has a $5 bill, we put it into a jar. And then every month I bring that jar to a bank and I put it away. And I'm going to show the kids how much that money is going to grow over time if I don't spend it first. Which I might, Hawaii chasing at midnight.
I did do the thing where I saved coins for a very long time, and I made a lot of money. I made hundreds and hundreds of dollars by taking it to Bank of America. You have to wait a little bit, right, and you kind of have to trust them,
yeah,
which is a dangerous game.
You're missing out. There's nothing like rolling your own coins.
What?
Oof. Yeah, I love it.
One time.
You don't love rolling your own coins?
No.
Yeah.
I like rolling something else.
It's a painstaking process.
Yeah.
And coins are so dirty.
Billy, can I call you out? When's the last time you rolled up your own coins?
Oh, come on. Get out of here. You think that I'm above rolling coins? Like, that's what you're going to call me out on? I'm cheap. I will roll my own coins.
Okay.
If I take it to Coinstar, it's going to take like 47% of my coins. I'm not going to do that. Are you kidding me?
No, that's a rook move. You cannot take it to Coinstar.
You seem upset at me, and you should be. You're right.
Penny saved a penny earned, Stugatz. And 50 of those pennies, boom, you roll them up.
Did you guys see Schefter's report that Urban Meyer's commented on the USC job? He said he is not interested. There's no chance. I'm here and I'm committed to trying to build this organization.
Yeah, and he's never lied before about leaving a team to coach somewhere else.
Mike, are you searching for the chickens right now?
I'm searching for Nick Saban. I'm not going to be the Alabama head coach.
No one's buying that, right, with Urban Meyer?
He could be telling the truth. He could have zero interest in it, but he is not someone who you can believe any credible thing that he said. Like, no.
The easy way to go here is, well, what else is he going to say? He's presently employed by the Jaguars. I mean, we're already having these rumors swirl around him 2 weeks into a regular season that by all reports is off to a pretty rocky start.
Yeah.
He's not going to come out and say, yes, I'm very interested. He benefits from having his name associated with that somehow.
Mm-hmm.
So does USC, by the way. It's a mutual benefit with this leak.
Right.
So does every other college football coach who's doing well right now. They're all going to get massive extensions in the next few months because their ADs are going to say, oh, crap, the USC job is open. And I guarantee you, Matt Campbell, he's buying a big second house somewhere in Florida this offseason.
There is a report that Penn State head coach James Franklin is indeed interested in that job. I mean, it's a great job. It's USC.
I feel like Penn State's a better job than USC.
I don't know, Mike.
You don't think so?
No.
I disagree.
Is this just alumni base and boosters? Because, man, Penn State is a very powerful, powerful program. The Big Ten, people sleep on them, but they are the number one revenue generator when it comes to conference football.
I think it's close. I think Penn State's definitely one of the few Big Ten programs that comes close to USC, but I still think USC being in LA, if a good USC team in the Pac-12 can make the playoffs once or twice, I think you have done a really good job. And recruiting at USC, I think, is still a lot easier than Penn State.
Mike, I understand what you're saying. In terms of brands, perhaps they're close, but that LA market and what Pete Carroll was able to do there, I mean, he became like a rock star. That team was a professional team in LA before they brought professional football back. So,
from a revenue standpoint, though, Penn State pulls down. I know that's not the end all and be all, and believe me, I've been hanging my hat on regional recruiting and pipelines. It's all I've got down here in Miami, and people, you can't mention USC without mentioning Miami because they're so similar. I think Penn State's right up there in terms of a job, but you're right. I imagine Mel Tucker, Matt Campbell, even James Franklin might parlay this. Dan Mullen, who's always like, hey, I'm interested in the NFL. Someone pay me more.
I keep hearing Matt Rhule.
Matt Rhule's with Carolina.
No, I know. So why would Matt Rhule leave Carolina, you know, 1 year of one game into his stint there to go back to college?
Maybe he's already plotting his escape. He's going to have a good college job regardless if he flames out. I think he's one of the higher paid NFL coaches too, Matt Rhule.
Yeah.
At what point is it enough, Matt Rhule?
I also think the Pac-12 is one of the easier conferences. Even the top
Yeah, but they're
three...
all about to combine.
Well, no, they're not.
Yet.
No, that was such a bullshit
what
announcement.
What do you mean?
This alliance, it meant nothing. I think the ACC should be hugely concerned that the Big 12 is showing more foresight and leadership right now than they are. Their big plan was to come out and say, we plan to have a plan. There was no information. I'm asking people connected to the University of Miami, hey, what does this mean? And they can't give me an answer on what this alliance is. I guess we're going to have a couple of non-conference games, but even that hasn't been guaranteed. The alliance thing is so confusing. Please don't poach our schools. That's all it was.
Let me try it this way with Urban Meyer, okay? Because Clay Helton was the coach at USC, fired after a really bad loss at home. I think Clay Helton had his first two seasons more wins than anyone who's ever coached at USC, and yet he's been fired. If Urban Meyer knew that job was going to come open, would he take the Jaguars job? Because I think he would have stayed in college and taken USC. I don't think Urban likes the NFL, Mike, where he can't control what kind of players he has.
Very clearly.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. It's one game into his tenure, but it's very different. But if Urban Meyer truly wanted the USC job, he could have had it several times over. He could have it right now if he wants it.
Just make a phone call?
Yeah.
You meaning at any point last year, he could have called the AD and said, hey, I want to be the head coach at USC, and they get rid of Clay Helton.
They obviously talked. Right. USC and Urban Meyer. If he wanted the job last offseason, he could have had it.
Right. I think he will be one and done in the NFL, Urban Meyer. I do not think he likes this at all.
Jess, the long rumored thing with Urban Meyer was Notre Dame. That was always considered his dream job. And then he went to other programs where like, well, that's a lot easier over here. So I don't know. But Brian Kelly, it's looking like maybe this year might not go well. Do you think that there's any?
No, Brian Kelly just signed an extension. He's there for at least, I think, two or three more years. And I think Urban Meyer, prior to the Ohio State scandal, would have been a potential candidate at Notre Dame. I think he has way too much baggage now.
Can we hop in the hypothetical machine?
Oh, please do.
If Toledo is smart enough to realize they can run out the clock at the one and set up a game-winning field goal with very little time left on the clock, are you telling me Brian Kelly is as safe as you're telling me he is right now?
I do. I think the last 5 years since the really awful 2016 season, Brian Kelly has exceeded expectations. I think 2017 was the year that if he had a second bad season in a row, he would have been gone.
Okay.
But they turned things around in 2017. They won 10 games.
Isn't the expectation national championships?
Wait, I'm just getting to know you.
I mean, yes and no.
I'm just getting to know you, but you wouldn't be saying fire Brian Kelly if you lost that game at home to Toledo?
No, I wouldn't be saying fire Brian Kelly early in the season.
We don't know you at all then.
If they go on, I know. And
you're not Sugats,
honestly, there's a lot of Notre Dame fans after the Toledo win that were calling for, let's burn this program down and start over from scratch. I'm a little bit less reactionary than those fans. I try to maintain some reasonable expectations for Notre Dame, knowing that they're not Alabama or Clemson. Other Notre Dame fans want them to be Alabama or Clemson.
Right.
They're not right now. They won't be for at least a couple years unless things change there. I think I try to be a little bit more reasonable.
Man.
And a lot of Notre Dame fans will listen to this and be like, she is young and stupid. She doesn't know what it was like being around in the 80s.
Brian Kelly should have been fired twice this season already.
Why? Because they won two close games?
Not how they're supposed to win, no. Yeah. Not when you're Notre Dame.
There's a way to win when you're Notre Dame, right?
Yeah, well, not in my lifetime. My lifetime, I'm used to some shitty Notre Dame football teams. I lived through Tyrone Willingham and Charlie Weiss, and they were both bad. And this, to me, I mean, other than one year with Brady Quinn and the Bush Push, that was the closest I think Notre Dame has come in my lifetime to being a really elite, excellent team. The last 5 years with Brian Kelly are the best Notre Dame's been in my lifetime, so I'm okay with that.
I like what Mike said earlier, and I believe him to be right, where if Urban Meyer at any point called USC and said he wanted the job, he'd get the job. But I want to see how far you're willing to extend that. If Urban Meyer called Notre Dame at any time and said he wants the job, does he get the job?
No.
No?
No. But if they lose to Toledo, yes.
No, I don't think so.
I think the school is certainly listening and considering that buyout for Brian Kelly.
If Urban Meyer calls Texas right now and says he wants the job, no?
No, the buyout for Sark right now is huge. You've given Sark two games. It's a different situation, and plus he burned them already.
He calls.
It's kind of like how Billy mentioned, Mario Cristobal already burned the University of Miami once.
Right.
Why are you going to go barking him back up that tree?
I think they'd take him.
Who, the University of Miami?
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. Oh, Miami would take him. If Urban called Miami today, oh my God.
I know, like a lot of powerful people behind that program that feed money into it really want Mario Cristobal. Wanted Mario Cristobal year after year. Mario Cristobal didn't want them back. He'd rather go to the rehabilitation program at Nick Saban, and he's got a pretty good job right now.
I have a question for all of you. Just curious what your opinions are. Urban Meyer left Ohio State after being suspended for three games. He obviously won, you know, national championship there, but there was a whole thing with him being suspended because he lied about knowing whether or not one of his coaches was being accused in some domestic violence case with a woman and whether or not he knew about it and this whole thing. And I think I encourage everyone to read Diana Moskowitz's story in Defector this week about Courtney Smith and her side of the story, which I think is really important. But it seems like Urban Meyer has moved on. He got a great gig on Fox doing Big Noon Kickoff with Reggie Bush and Matt Leinart and Rob Stone, and now he's the head coach of an NFL team. And he's made mistakes since then that we've talked about on the show with hiring the strength coach from Iowa, who was basically dismissed from the program or left the program because
Tebow.
Of accusations of
Tebow is not quite that of, or the rumored Oklahoma drill with the CDA infraction.
There have been things that he's messed up on. But it seems like the Ohio State thing really has not stuck to him. And I just am curious why you think that is. Is it because he's a winner? Is that it?
Because he's a winner.
Is that it?
Look at what stuck to Greg Schiano. When you do the comparison shopping, really bad what Urban Meyer did. But Greg Schiano wasn't sexy enough of a candidate. If he had Urban Meyer's success, the Vols fan base would be all over him.
Well, I think it's a combination. He's a winner and he's no longer there. Like, he's gone.
Yeah, he went away.
Right.
And he evacuates the premises and he doesn't have to face any of the tough questions. Barely had to face any of those questions in the media. And very quietly, I saw a report that the NFL is... It's funny that these quotes have come out because media availability for head coaches keeps getting more limited and more limited. There used to be a weekly conference call with a head coach in which you would get very little, but at least you could challenge a head coach. And now the NFL is protecting the head coaches in that regard, too.
You, Mike, you would be excited if Urban Meyer was your head coach.
Dude, I can swallow my morals a lot when it comes to winning a football. It's uncomfortable.
Right.
But in professional sports, doesn't matter. You're going to have to.
I see you processing.
You're going to have to come up to a moral crossroads. I think I want the University of Miami to be a great program and be what it was in the early 2000s, what it was in the 90s, what it was in the 80s.
And Urban would make that happen inside of 2 years.
Yeah. The University of Miami just needs to do flat out better because we've had one coach that wasn't learning on the job, and it was Mark Richt. And they got to an Orange Bowl, and they mattered into November. They had an undefeated season. Jazz, they beat Notre Dame. They clobbered Notre Dame. That feels gratuitous, and it was, and I apologize. That was very mean. But I think the University of Miami needs to stop getting on the – I saw this quote from Coward. They need to stop hiring Temple coaches. They've hired two. Manny Diaz was a coach for 14 days, I think, at Temple. Al Golden obviously didn't go out well. It needs to stop being an on-the-job training. But if I'm getting Urban Meyer or someone else that has a reputation, that knows what they're doing when it comes to college football head coaching with some success, I'd probably lean there. Because it's the Florida thing, and it's just awful, the resume. Not just at Ohio State, and that's the most recent thing, but if you really look into what happened at Florida and how they were aided, reportedly.
It's crazy.
And Miami can't have that heat on it. You can't do that. Miami is a program that is under a microscope with all that stuff. And Urban Meyer, just everywhere he goes, he invites that stuff into it. So I would be a strong no on Urban Meyer as much as I want the program to be good again. As much as I would. I would not swallow my morals in that instance, I mean.
What if I told you three national championships?
Bring them on. Herb, my guy. I'll drive you to St. Thomas.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text THIN to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text THIN to 200-300. That's THIN to 200-300. THIN to 200-300.